Okay, so what is something that you're great at reminding other people of, but you're horrible of reminding yourself of? I'll go first. How great I am and how capable I am at doing things. Now, I am the biggest cheerleader. I will cheer, cheer, rah, rah. Call me the gas station because I will gas you up and send you on your way. But sometimes when it comes to me doing it for me, I fall short. I'm not always together. And I had to remind myself this morning when I was doing my shower notes, that I do have four living mantras, four living affirmations that I say repeatedly throughout the day. So why am I not remembering who the fuck I am? Nikki Porche, founder of Buy From a Black Woman, checking in again with this episode of A Black Woman Podcast, letting you know some of the things that I, as a Black woman, go through because I know I'm not the only one going through them. Now, I am the gas station, right? I got 87, 93, 89 for you. I will gas you up and send you on your way to be great. But sometimes I fall short doing this for myself. And I can admit this, right? Sometimes it's hard for me to remember who I am. And I'll look at the things I've done, the things that I've achieved, what some people may seem as success, the list of accolades, awards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That won't mean a thing. I've told you the other day, your goals don't care how you feel. Your goals, when you accomplish them, also are like, okay, you did that in. What's next? And so often when people, Black women, come to me and they're like, Nikki, I'm discouraged. Nikki, I need some advice. Can you help me with this? Help me with that? I will amp you up to believe that you can do all the things, all the desires in your heart, which you actually can. But the reason why I'm so good at doing that is because I did a great job of doing it for myself. But there are times when I fall short reminding myself of my greatness. So I had to remember my four living mantras. And when I was doing my shower notes this morning, I wrote them down. And I'm going to share them with you. But I want to know, like, what's your living mantra? What is something that you tell yourself to hype yourself up? What is something that you're doing to encourage, empower, and inspire yourself? Because we have to be our own inspiration some days, right? So my four mantras: one, things are always working out for me. Now, I say this all, I even have this tattooed on me. This is how much I believe in this. Things are always working out for me, even when I can't see it, especially when I cannot see it. Things are always working out for me. No matter where it's coming from, how it's coming, it's going to work out for me. Things are working out for me. So why am I stressed and why am I worried when I know in the past things worked out for me? So guess what? They're still going to work out for me. Things are working out for me. Number two, this is one that I got from my book, Wake Up and Live. And it is something that I live by. Act as though it is impossible to fail. If you go into everything that you do with the intentions that you will not fail, if you act as though, like, okay, I got this, is mine. Let me just go through the motions because I know it's going to be successful. I know it's going to work out because things are always working out for me. There's no way I can fail. And if you have that audacity spirit, that audacity energy, being so audacious, that's my word this year, audacious. And I live by this living mantra when I find myself, doubting a situation, not sure if it's going to work. But then I'm like, act as though it's impossible to fail. Go for it. Put my all, and I bet you my all will come back. My third one, which leads into this, is money loves me. Money seeks me out. I don't worry about money anymore. I used to. There's sometimes where I might have a hiccup or think, but money loves me. Money seeks me out. Money is looking for me. Money is wondering what's taking me so long to come to it. Money is like, Nikki, I'm here for you, whatever it is that you want, because things are always working out for me. I know that money is always working out for me as well, and I don't worry about it. And my last one, and I say this all the time, I said that at the end of every podcast, you got this, Black woman. You got this. Like, you got this. I mean, like, you really got this. And there was a time when I was having a bad day. I can admit, I have low days. There are days where I just feel low. And I caught a glimpse of my reflection in the mirror. And I simply just said, you got this, Black woman. 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 And I kept repeating it. And each time I said it louder and louder. And I could feel my energy, my spirit shifting, my thoughts changing. And just even thinking about it now, I'm getting teary-eyed because it became such a transformative moment, because I was having like a rough week that week. And I just was like, forgot who I was, what I was capable of, the things that I could achieve, the things that I did achieve. Like, I needed that reminder, and me talking to myself, reminding myself that I got this. It became a real emotional thing, because I didn't realize how much I needed it until I started saying it. And I needed that reminder that I do have it, that things are always working out for me, that as long as I act as though it's impossible to fail, I won't fail. If I did all that, I can do all this. And I'm saying to you, if you did all that, you too, Black woman, can do all this. You got this, Black woman. You got this.